going on, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Reese and Ross on the Gridiron. I'm Brian Reese, along with my partner Anthony Ross, and the Woodland Hawks are Copper Division champs as they handed the Naugatuck Greyhounds their first loss of the season last Friday night with a 25-6 win at Veterans Field. The Woodland defense was outstanding, shutting down the high-powered Naugatuck offense, and the Hawks' running game really stepped it up. So, Ant, what do you think the keys to the game were for the Hawks?
Well, Brian, as you mentioned earlier, the Hawks' running game really stepped up against the win against Naugatuck. Jack DeBias threw the Hawks' offense on his back and with 20 carries ran for 141 yards. Craig Gens also had 20 carries for 97 yards. Both backs had one touchdown each. Also, Matt Zaccanini chimed in with another touchdown right before the half. And Brian, just when you thought that Naugatuck was about to get back in the game, the Hawks' defense and special teams stole any hope that Naugatuck may have had. Jack DeBias, on a drive from Naugatuck, where they started at the 10-yard line, had a pick six and ran it back for 95 yards and a touchdown, giving the Hawks a big lead. Also, on a kick return, senior Chris Williams ran it back for 75 yards, setting up the Hawks' offense inside the 10-yard line, eventually leading the way for Matt Zaccanini to score a touchdown.
And the Naugatuck offense, which was expected to score a lot of points coming into this game, was shut down by the Hawks' defense, which has proven to be one of the more dominant defenses in the NVL in recent weeks. Eric Caldwell led the team with 9 tackles, and Craig Gens chipped in with 8 of his own. Eric Broderick, the Naugatuck quarterback, was brought down 3 times by Zach Happy, Jeff Holder, and Eric Caldwell, who each had 1 sack each. The Nagy offense also had trouble scoring in the red zone, as they were stopped on a 4th down play on their first possession of the game following a Hawks turnover. Eric Broderick also threw an interception on the goal line that was returned for a touchdown by Jack DeBias. Their only score of the game was a touchdown pass from Eric Broderick to Reuben Berger, but that was it for the Greyhound offense. And that's all we have for this week. For my partner, Anthony Ross, I'm Brian Reese. And make sure to join us next week for another edition of Reese and Ross on the Gridiron.